Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to the Office ASMR, a podcast to sleep to, and your sleepy time's best friend. Today, we are on Season 2, Episode 16. Hello there, Dunder Mifflinites, and welcome back to the Office ASMR, a podcast to sleep to, your sleepy time best friend. Today we are on Season 2, Episode 15 of The Office, Boys and Girls. And before we jump in here, I always like to do a little bit of prep time as people get ready for bed before we get into the episode. And I've made a big change to the show today based on your feedback. There was a 4-star rating in the iTunes store that said that the outro wakes them up at the end of the episode. I'm very sorry about that. It took that long to get any feedback about it, but I've already made the change. And if you want to change that review to a 5-star, I would be appreciative. But this is all stuff that you should do in the morning. Everybody should wake up in the morning, rested, and leave a 5-star review. Right now, you should have your screens off, your blue light glasses on, and be getting ready for bed. So that is the point of this podcast, is for anybody that wants to help sleeping. Maybe you feel alone, or you just want something to play while you go to sleep, and keep the screens off, because that's most important to help you get a nice healthy sleep. Cut out the alcohol 4 hours before bed. Cut out caffeine 4 hours before bed. Try to reduce your eating. One of my favorite things to eat right before bed is just like I make the like a half a cup of oatmeal, put a little bit of cinnamon there, and recently I've been putting like a tablespoon of whole milk and a little like just a drop of vanilla, and I let it sit for a few minutes, kind of soak in, and that's what really helps me go to sleep. I can't listen to myself on the podcast. That kind of distracts me. Like I mentioned last time, I've been listening to the McMillions podcast. I like many of the other sleep podcasts out there, but that's enough preamble for this episode. Today we're going to get into Boys and Girls, and it was aired February 2nd of 2006, written by BJ Novak, also known as Ryan Howard, and was directed by Denny Gordon. So we will get into the episode here, and we start off with the conference room full of the women in the office, led by Jan, having a meeting. It's a Women in the Workplace Day, as Pam tells us, and she doesn't really know what's going on here, but Michael's not allowed in. And I guess at this point, you know, Jan hasn't really been in the past, 5 episodes? She hasn't really been a thing, except for the injury. You know, Michael said, oh, you know, Jan wouldn't worry. And so it's been a while since it's really been an issue here. Michael does end up bursting into the conference room and says, what is more important than quality? Equality. And Jan tries to kick him out. But you basically have Michael mansplaining something in the room, and it just highlights, hey, he's not self-aware. Michael tries to pull the boss card, and Jan pulls the I am your boss, Michael card, and he is booted out. Michael, now in his office, corrects himself for calling them girls, but they are women of the office. Michael's still hovering, and Pam rats him out. And then he runs into the office here. And now we're off to it. I'm gonna get some more details about the theme song that I should have known. What is that instrument? Is it an accordion? Sounds like an accordion. I think I've theorized about that before. But, you know, this is a theme song that I now cut out of the outro based on your feedback. I appreciate that. I love to hear from you guys anytime, anyway. But, you know, Twitter is the easiest one on there. So now we're back in the office. Pam shooting some adorable glances to Jim. And Dwight telling Jim that if they stay there too long, they'll get on the same cycle and wreak havoc on their plumbing. Which, you know, the other time that joke was made was Steve Carell in Anchorman. It's not close enough to be an homage, but now we have Michael bringing all the guys together just outside of the conference room and clapping, very distracting, doing a guys in the workplace thing. And his intro questions are, why can't guys play with dolls? And why must men stand at urinals when sitting is much more comfortable? Dwight suggests they should go down to the warehouse. And now he's going to take everybody down to the other world, the warehouse world. Now you got white collar about to head down to blue collar, the bowels of the office. And Toby shuts the door on everybody and heads back to his desk. Michael highlighting that managing the warehouse is an important part of the job, but he hasn't been there in months. It's interesting, the warehouse is pretty prevalent in that first season, right, when they do the basketball episode. And then Roy is always kind of around. But there's definitely more and more scenes within the office, within the warehouse. And this is a great scene here where Dwight looks at the camera and says, "Remember Lost when they met the others?" That's an old reference. Wow, Lost is even older than The Office. That's crazy. So now Michael is introducing all of the warehouse workers to the camera. We got Daryl. And Daryl's biggest fear is someone distracting them from getting their shipments out. And now we got Roy. And the main highlight that Michael has of Roy is that he is marrying Pam. Roy and Pam, it's a ram. And then Kevin says, "I bet Roy heard about you liking Pam. If he tries to beat you up, I got your back." Kevin, try to stay out of it. And then Michael writes a long division problem on the board and says a goodwill hunting situation in case someone shouldn't be down there. And white collar, blue collar, Michael says he is collar blind. And he doesn't seem like he's waiting, you know, for a reaction to the punchline, but I think Steve Carell might have had struggle with it. Now we're back in the office and they're going around the room saying what they're good at and everybody arguing. Pam kind of struggling, you know, "I don't know how I fit in with these women or with Jan." The person she has the most in common with. And she doesn't really have an answer to that. Jim standing, and Roy comes over and talks to him. And this whole scene, you can see Kevin slink, like hide into the background. And, you know, Roy's like, "Look, I'm glad she has a friend at work she can spend the day with when she gets home. And Kevin takes off his jacket too and is hiding. And then he like comes out and he's wiping his mouth and his head. Looks very concerned. I like this version of Kevin. Kevin gets, you know, way too much of a caricature of himself in later episodes. I feel like the real turning point is the chili scene, you know, Kevin's famous chili. I actually have that as a mug. No problem with that scene, but I feel like that's the point where they leaned into him being too much of a character, Brian Baumgartner. Anyway, back up to the office. Meredith's goal in 5 years is to be sober for 5 years. Kelly doesn't want to schlep her kids around a minivan. She wants to be in a SUV with 3 rows. And Jan highlighting that, you know, part of what they're doing here is trying to find women that can come to the corporate office, and clearly no good candidates in her eyes. And now we've got the office guys unloading boxes in the warehouse while Michael has a single box on the forklift, and he drives the forklift and knocks everything over. Says, we'll get somebody to clean it up. Daryl says, we're the ones that has to clean that up. Now, Michael is doing a guy's gripe session. We got the whole office warehouse circled up around him. And Michael has 4 entire buttons of his shirt undone, showing that hairy chest that we all know from the 40-year-old virgin. And then Madge says, should I go? And now we're back up to the women's conference room. And it comes around to Pam. What does she want? She always dreamed a house with a terrace, plant flowers. But a husband that she loves, Roy. And she loves to draw. And this is definitely a character point that really comes out from this part. And Jan says, you know, we have a design training program in New York on weekends. And Pam seems hesitant. And Jan, there's always a million reasons not to do something. That's good. Oh, see, now I'm already like excited to go through the roller coaster ride that is Pam doing that program with Jim. With Jim. Michael shushes Daryl. Don't do that. Pam shushes me. It drives me crazy. What is our beef as human men? Now he's buttoning his shirt up. Now, Jan wants to talk about clothing. Phyllis lets us know that she loves girl talk. And Jan says, you know, dress for the job you want, not the one you have. Angela's quip to that is that the way that Jan is dressing, she wants to be a hooker. A whore, not a hooker, sorry. And she says, you know, Angela says, I'm the head of accounting. I'm the healthiest relationship of my life. Man. That is a character. Oh, and then the next scene is Dwight down the office and says, you know, and then women make you drive them to church the next morning. Like, gas ain't free. Jim's eyes. Oh my. Now, Daryl, as you know, we work the same hours, we work harder, we get compensated very differently, we get paid a lot less, with next to no benefits. Michael playing into it. And now Daryl saying, oh, you know, we should have a union. I'm going to give that guy a call. And now Michael trying to stop it. And then Michael clearly realizing the mistake. The problem is the chicks. You gotta blame the chicks. Are you with us, Mike?
Yeah.
Now, we're back up into the conference room. Inequality of pay is a highlight. 15 years later, that still seems to be a problem. Michael comes in, says, the guys downstairs are thinking about forming a union. He says, don't get hysterical. And Jan basically shuts it down immediately. What do you think the pros are here? He has shot himself in the foot and he has no reprise. He says we have a history between us and she is owning him. And Pam doesn't take any shit. Now, Ryan, back downstairs, showing his hustling business school, says, we can do this a lot quicker. Stanley's like, look, this is all about running out the clock. Now, Jan is doing... Jan is doing, like, slang that guys... guys' terms, and Kelly wants to know what second base is, and she winks to the camera. That's a good one. And now we have Jim at his desk trying to call somebody, and Pam escaping wants to know how's it going, and a little joking here with those two. And Pam said, oh, you know, there's an internship in graphic design. And Jim says, ah, what's it all about? How I think you should do it. You can always see how much Pam wants to talk to Jim. Michael back down the warehouse doing a snow... you know, pouring, packing peanuts into the fan to make snow. All the warehouse guys are visibly annoyed, as they should be. Jan, back in the conference room, explaining her divorce. You should spend more time on your careers, not on personal stuff. Jan leaves the office. How can someone so beautiful be so sad? Jan wants to know if Michael took care of the situation and understands that he didn't really do anything. Obviously, he's not a friend of yours, because if there is a whiff of unionizing, I can guarantee you the branch will be shut down overnight. We all know what happened in Pittsfield. And she shuts it down pretty hard. If you have any further questions, you can direct them to Michael, who's standing behind a mop and a broom. Now we go back to a scene with Roy and Pam, where, you know, he looks annoyed, and Pam is saying, you know, dreams are dreams, just that. And explains, you know, there was a book that she read as a kid, and the next scene, as she explains that, is Jim and Pam in the kitchen. And he wants to know why he's not going, why she's not going to the program. And Roy said there's no guarantee it'll lead to anything. And Jim, this is the first time you really see Jim lean into her. You gotta take a chance on something, Pam. You wanna be a receptionist forever? That's a great scene. Jim and Pam. Now we go back to Pam talking about the house and everything, and you know, she's crying. Now we're back in the warehouse. A little comic relief to that emotional moment, and Michael is driving. Michael's driving the forklift and is just crashing everything in here. Now we're back out. With pizza, man, I haven't had pizza in months. Oh, man, I would eat some pizza right now. Holy cow. It's a lot of pizza. He says, you know, everybody likes pizza. Do black people like pizza? And the next scene is the warehouse guys just crushing some pizza. Oh, my mouth is watering. I would eat some pizza right now. Oh, my. Michael, sometimes Jan can be such a bitch and watch it. Now the warehouse is a complete mess. Daryl says, yeah, hey Michael, this ain't over. Big mess in the warehouse. Now we got the boys coming back upstairs. You know, to run an office, as Michael says, you need men and women. Need to have that crazy sexual tension to keep it interesting. And everybody back to their normal lives. Phone rings. We get a classic Dunder Mifflin, this is Pam. And Jim telegraphing all the emotion he needs to with that little smile. And just a great scene where you got Pam, you know, look back between the two of them. And then you get a scene down the warehouse where Dwight is doing a snow angel and Daryl looks in the camera you know, that's a very Jim look. It's like, are you serious? Is this happening right now? And that'll do it. That is Boys and Girls of the Office. I'm going to keep this one quiet. I don't want anybody to wake up at the end of this episode. As I said, I took out the intro. I'm just going to say good night. Enjoy. And until next time, this has been a Great Scott production.